In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are continuing with, we're in the middle of this letter that St. Honorable de Francia wrote to Luisa about, it's about maybe 6 months, a half a year before his death. And where we're beginning, this is on the top of page 117. Only a few days ago, while reading your writings, here's St. Honorable de Francia talking to Luisa. I fixed my attention, he says, on the considerable distance of the dates between one chapter and another. So here, you know, Jesus would say to Luisa, I'll come back to tell you more of this great gift of the divine will when you have put into practice what I have showed you. So what I've talked to you about. And it's the same thing for us. As we read, he waits for us to enter into this gift, to absorb it, to read, to study, to put this into practice. So he says, sometimes you let 10 or 15 days pass between one chapter and the following. Is it possible, I was thinking to myself, that during these long intervals, nothing occurred between your soul and Jesus? Do the divine communications cease for such a long time? So here is, again, he was the spiritual director of Melanie of La Salette, so he understood these divine communications. And he knows that what he has read is from heaven. He knows that Jesus is speaking to her. And he is very concerned, and you'll see why. He says this, is there nothing to relate in these time lapses? Who knows how many things your soul keeps in silence? So here is, it's almost like a form of jealousy. He says, Luisa, you know, you're one with Jesus. Jesus is speaking to you in a way that he has spoken to no one else before. And basically, what is he telling you? He's saying the words of Jesus are so important. From the word of God speaking to you and what you're putting down on paper, it's going to help the world. It's going to help, as he says, it's going to help him. You know, I want to know what this is. This is so important. And if it's not for me, it will be for somebody else. And he says, while I was thinking of this, here comes before my eyes the chapter of May 4th, 1906 on page 22 of the seventh volume. And I will read these words which Jesus speaks to you. Now the seventh volume, this is Acuna. He had the seventh volume translated from Italian into Spanish, and his family, that's all they had. His family memorized the book, volume seven. And it just shows you why God used him to talk to Cardinal Ratzinger in 1990 about Luisa. And because of that love of the divine will, the Lord brought about a letter from him and his Archbishop of Mexico City to Cardinal Ratzinger, and basically said, you know, Luisa's being punished for her writings. And basically, these were not her writings that she's being published for. It was her spiritual director who retranslated parts of the Book of Heaven, parts of the 24 Hours of the Passion and the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom. And that's what people were upset about, because they said, this is not of God. And Luisa said, yes, these are not of God. So Acuna, who loves Luisa, you know, early on, was allowed to meet with Cardinal Ratzinger. And because of that meeting, Cardinal Ratzinger went over the writings of Luisa that were supposedly condemned, found out that Luisa didn't write those writings, and that condemnation was taken away. Now, think about it. When this all happened, Luisa said to Jesus, they've condemned me. And Jesus says, no, they haven't condemned you. They've condemned me, because these writings are mine, Jesus says. But comes to find out, it was the mistake of her spiritual director to retranslate or cross out pages and write, this is what Louisa really meant, which was heretical. So what happened was this volume seven, when I see volume seven, it's very important how God uses each thing for each person to bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So he says, St. Honorable de Francia says, I will read these words which Jesus speaks to you. My daughter, I want you to be more precise, more exact, and to manifest everything in writing, because you may pass over many things, though you take them for yourself, even without writing them. But many things which you omit should serve others. So here is our Lord saying to St. Honorable de Francia, because he says, all of a sudden, here it is. You know, what I'm thinking, Jesus says, and verifies the writings of Louisa are filled to overflowing for humanity. Therefore, in view of the divine will, which manifests itself here, and which many times equally manifests itself, I, in the most holy name of Jesus, he says, with the authority that has been conferred to me by your legitimate ecclesiastical superior, give you absolute and strong obedience to write precisely day by day, night by night, time by time, everything that happens between you, Louisa, and Jesus. Because even the most intimate things. So here, Louisa is under the command of her spiritual director to obey, to have obedience to Lady Obedience. Lady Obedience is everything. And when we obey, Jesus says, again, the teachings of the church, when we obey our dogma and doctrine, when we obey the sacred scriptures, when we obey, God blesses that. But with Louisa, there's even more. That you write precisely day by day, night by night, time by time, everything. So what we're getting from this point on, and again, this is it was 1926. Everything that Louisa is writing from this point on. And now think about it. 6 months later, St. Honorable dies, and this direction that he gave her was for the rest of her life. And that's for our benefit. We are going to read things that are going to, it's going to set our hearts on fire. We're going to read things to make us fall in love more with our dogma and doctrine, more with our sacred scripture. And you will experience that as you read. So now he knows Louisa. So you, Louisa, will say to me, but it is Jesus that sometimes does not make himself seen and does not say anything to me. Then what can I write? So he's anticipating her response because he knows her well. And he says, because he knew her for 17 years. He was basically her director for 17 years. And what you'll see, I mean, when you get to see the original writings of Louisa, he would write on the side of the page, the column of the page, or on the top of the page, or the bottom of the page, questions to Louisa like, does this also help Jesus explaining to you, maybe like in 1915, when Jesus said dot, 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 does this help us understand more of what Jesus meant by what he said? So he was always asking questions. It wasn't correcting. He didn't correct her because he knew these messages were, as he says, divine communications. And Jesus said that nothing in his writings will ever be found to be heretical. Nothing in his writings. He says the only thing that will happen is they're so filled with light that it can blind you. It's like staring at the sun. You can't see anything after a while when you stare at the sun. You shouldn't stare at the sun. My father always said that. Don't stare at the sun. But there's some good qualities that happen with the sunlight. You know, it's so important. You will say to me that Jesus sometimes does not make himself seen and he does not say anything to me, then what can I write? You will write, no, he's telling her, you will write of your sufferings. She suffered more than any human being next to the Blessed Mother. Your sufferings day by day, even if it's just a few words, but obedience regards especially when Jesus speaks to you of neglecting not even a comma. That's, you know, that sacred scripture says Jesus is not a jot or a tittle will be taken away from the writings, the sacred scriptures. And when you think about it, what is a jot or a tittle? It's, for example, you ever seen the statue of Moses and he's got like two horns coming out? Well, the jot or the tittle basically was missing in this word, and it was either missing or added on to, one of the two. I think it was missing. And it said rays of light came from his head. And the translation without the jot or the tittle was horns came from his head. So it was a mistranslation at that time of sacred scripture. So that's why when the statue was carved, Michelangelo put the instead of rays of light, horns. As a matter of fact, if you ever want to see that, that's right across it's the church right across from right across the street from the Maronite community. I stayed with the Maronites one time, and right across the street is the church where the statue of Moses that Michelangelo carved. And as a matter of fact, the statue was so amazing that Michelangelo threw his hammer at the statue. He said it was so alive. Then he yelled out, "Speak to me." I mean, that's how talented he was. But if you ever want to go to visit the Melkites, that's right there, right across from where Michelangelo's statue is. Okay. So it says here, not even a comma. Don't even neglect a comma. Don't even neglect a jot or a tittle. I told you of the comparison with precious pearls, and you added that your Lord had compared his words with precious diamonds. So he, St. Honorable de Francia, said, these are precious pearls. Which you have written on paper, Louisa, St. Honorable de Francia said, these are precious pearls. And Louisa says, well, Jesus said they're precious diamonds. You can see how St. Honorable de Francia was in tune with what Jesus was teaching Louisa, which none of which must be lost. When you read, when you study, and that's why I love the calendar, because every day you're getting from the beginning to the end of the 36 volumes, these beautiful diamonds, these beautiful, as he says, precious pearls. I believe that one of the reasons for which sometimes beloved Jesus allows nights to pass without appearing to you or without speaking to you, Louisa, is precisely that you are a little negligent intentionally in writing everything. And therefore he wants you more faithful to this. So here he's saying, you know, I know you complain when Jesus criticizes you, but are you being negligent? Are you being, like he says, intentionally, are you doing this? And he says, you got to be, Jesus is speaking, and he'll say this, this is not just for you, but it's for the world. So he says, each word of our Lord is more than a pearl. It is more than a diamond. We do not know for what future souls, that's us hopefully, present in God's divine mind, that's, he knows who's going to read these writings. He knows who's going to be in love with these writings. He knows who's going to be filled with these diamonds, filled with these pearls. He says, our Lord has some words and wants them to be written for the good of those souls that are to come. So we know that when we're reading, Jesus is thinking of us reading. He knows what we're going to read. He knows where we're going to study. He knows what words he speaks to us that are going to transform us, transmute us, as he tells Louisa. And so St. Honorable de Francia, and again, Honorable de Francia is not feeling well. 6 months from now, he's going to be dead. How can you defraud Jesus? He says. Also note that you must transcribe exactly not only Jesus's words, but also the infusions of his light, even if he makes you understand things without speaking. So he's putting a bigger work on Louisa. I mean, you can't defraud him. Now he's saying this to encourage her to write everything down for us, for our benefit. We thank St. Honorable de Francia, because who would speak to Louisa like this? Well, her spiritual director. And also note, you must transcribe exactly not only Jesus's words, but also the infusion of his light. And when you read, you begin to understand what this means. As you're reading, Jesus is infusing this light, this life, this love of God, this great gift of the will within you. You're not the same anymore. You can't be the same anymore when you're listening to Jesus giving you the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. It's, you know, just this past Sunday, we had the water turning into wine. And the guy says, who's tasting it, he says, usually, you know, you give people the good wine, and then when they're sort of sauced, then you give them the bad wine. He says, you save the best for last. So you can tell what this is. When you're in the divine will, you know this is the best. When you read St. John of the Cross, when you read St. Teresa of Avila, when you read St. Catherine of Siena, the great mystics of the church, and then you read Louisa, you know this is the best. This is nothing can compare to this. Because every time that you read it, if there's more, because the word Jesus, the word of God, spoke these words that he said are divine life. And as we read them, as we study them, he's infusing us with this, as St. Honorable de Francia said, the divine communications, this divine understanding. I mean, it's so amazing that you can't put words to it. So he's giving Louisa more work to do to try to put with human terms divine understandings. That's why she says often, I can't say anymore. She goes, there's no words that I can grab. It's just going to sound silly. It's going to sound, you know, nobody's going to understand. They're going to laugh at this because there's no words to put in the place of this gift of gifts. It's divine. So I have reason to believe that when you are in the best disposition, and hope you are already, to execute this obedience exactly, so he's saying, you got to enter into this, you got to give your fiat, that's the best disposition. The divine communications from Jesus will multiply. That's the divine will. He wants us to multiply these prayers, the rounds in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So when you pray in the divine will, what's happening at that point is God hears every human being, past, present, and future, speaking with your voice. This is an explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. This is so, it's changing the face of the earth. It's changing your family. It's changing the nation. It's changing the world. It's changing the solar system. It's changing the universe. Everything is changing. And we're going to see this. You're going to see some amazing things happening. Some of them are going to be tough, but what God is going to show us is the kingdom is coming. So he says, once you have the best disposition, that's given your fiat, and I hope you already are doing that, to execute this obedience exactly, the divine communications of Jesus will multiply. And that's exactly what happened. After he died, she went to live at the orphanage that he built for her. When you go to the chapel, the sanctuary where she lived, that was her room facing the tabernacle that was the chapel, in the chapel. Sanctuary now is the sanctuary. Her her bedroom is now the sanctuary. So where her headboard was, where her head was, is now where the tabernacle is. Again, so he says, this divine communication will multiply, and each new word will know how many souls it will sanctify, how many souls it will save. When you go, see, what's the last 10 years of her writing? The last 10 years of her writing were after St. Annibal de Francia died. So he gives her this command that she has to obey until she stops writing. Who knows how much sooner, listen to this, he says the same thing for us as we read, how much sooner it's going to make the third fiat triumph. The third fiat is going to reign on earth as it is in heaven. Be generous with Jesus. And that's with us. What Louisa has written, we have to be generous with Jesus in reading. When you see writing, always put slash reading. Jesus is expecting us to read. He knows how this is going to change it. If you could be alive 2,000 years ago and sit next to Jesus and listen to him, your whole life would be different. I mean, it would be. But now he says, I will sit with each person who has the book of heaven, and I will speak to you directly. And he says, and this is why you need a spiritual director to help you focus, like St. Annibal de Francia, help Louisa focus on writing these down. And for your spiritual director, he's going to help you focus on God helping you breathe this divine, I love you, these divine communications that become alive in you. This is, who knows who's going to be sanctified? Who knows who's going to be saved? Who knows how much sooner the third fiat is going to be triumphant? The third fiat, the triumph of the third fiat, is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What is that triumph? We become like her son. We don't become God. We enter into this life of God's image through holy baptism, and now the likeness of the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. He says, be generous with Jesus also in this, just as you are in suffering, and Jesus will be more generous with you in consoling you. I can guarantee you that all the people that I know who have gone through difficult times, reading the book of heaven has consoled them. Jesus himself has consoled them in their sorrow that they were going through. Meanwhile, I also give you, he can't stop. I give you the obedience that when you finish writing the 20th volume, you let me know so that I may take it and place my Nihil Obstat and have His Excellency Monsignor Leo, Archbishop of Trani, place the imprimatur. Everything had the imprimatur. And everything, then when he died, the imprimatur stopped because he was gone. But I remember the cardinal after the conclusion of the investigation of Louisa, the cardinal said to the archbishop, these writings must have the imprimatur in all of them. Cardinal Ratzinger said, all the writings of Louisa must be published. So that's why I'm saying it's not here yet, but it's coming. And we are in anticipation of what God is going to do. We're rejoicing in this. And he says, and you can let this letter be freely read by Father Benedetto Calvi. He's the one who basically rewrote the 24 Hours of the Passion and the Virgin Mary, which got Louisa in trouble because it was condemned. And Louisa said, I condemn them as well, because these are not the words of Jesus. So she went along with what the church said. Meanwhile, let us pray, and you pray that our Lord may let you feel all the taste of holy obedience done for love of him. So this tasting of the love of holy obedience, we have to delight in it. And this is what Jesus is asking of us. When we give our fiat in all situations, it's tasting the love of God. And when we get to heaven, what will happen is everything that we've gone through, we're going to see that everything that we went through was leading us to the point of embracing, as St. Honorable de Francia said, the triumph of the third fiat. Everything that we've gone through. And if we don't complete it here on earth, Jesus said with St. Honorable de Francia, you'll complete it in heaven. So you can send the answer to this letter, to Messina at the orphanage of St. Antonio. And don't forget to write on it the word personal. Now that's something that's important. When you write something that you don't want the secretaries to read in the church, you write on the outside personal. And if you're writing it to, you know, the vicar general or to the chancellor or to the bishop, it's personal. And see, this is essential. He's giving her this message is going to go right to me. It's not going to go to anybody else who's going to read it. And he says, why? I want to read volume 20. I remember when we didn't have volume 20, there was parts of volume 20. There was a few pages of volume 20 and a few pages of volume 21, a few pages of volume 22, 23 that we put together as volume 20, because we didn't know that there was 23, 24, 21, 22, 23 were all together. 22, 23 were all together. They were all being transcribed by, I guess, different sisters or brothers. And so when the volume 20 came out, when they made the copy of it from the Secret Archives of the Vatican, the original 20, some people got upset. They said, this isn't volume 20 because this is missing and that's missing. I go, well, that's volume 21. And that's volume 22. And that's the first part of volume 23. And some people just, they couldn't believe it. They got so upset that they quit. And I go, we got all the writings now and you're quitting. I couldn't understand that. But it was, again, that's the human will. The human will confuses everything. The fiat is that yes to God is how we have to live. So he says, I bless you and your good sister Angelina in the most sacred hearts of Jesus and Mary. I say yours in Jesus Christ. Can Anna Maria de Francia on the feast day of St. Teresa of Jesus. Isn't that great? Okay, so here, the appendix to this letter, okay? Now, this is essential. You're going to see how God works. And you see it all the time when you're in the divine will. This very morning, after finishing this letter that we just read, The last part was last week. The first part was last week. After finishing this letter, continue to read in volume 7 on page 80, October 13th. I read, as I heard Jesus pronounce the word desires, I said to him, my highest good, my desire would be that of no longer writing. So, you know, he already anticipated this. And how much it weighs on me, this writing, she says, I don't want people to know this relationship that I have with you. This is personal. It has nothing to do with them, basically. If it wasn't for the fear of going out of your holy will and of displeasing you, I would do it. I would quit writing. And then Jesus, interrupting me, added, you do not want it. And I do want it. So here's a conflict. You're saying, I don't want it. And Jesus says, I do want it. Now, in our own life, you'll see many times when you're praying, you'll get to the point where I don't want to do this. And God says, this is what you're going to do. And again, a lot of times it involves suffering. Okay. And he says, whatever I, God, say, write it out of obedience. So here, Sianna de Francia just wrote to her, you're going to do this. And Jesus told her before, your spiritual director, you have to treat your spiritual director as you would me. Obey the spiritual director as you obey me. That's what Jesus said to Louisa. And one time Louisa said to Jesus, the spiritual director is saying exactly the opposite of what you told me. And Jesus goes, yes, obey him. Oh, she opposite of what you said. And very shortly after she obeyed, he began to speak like Jesus. But you see, the obedience is needed. God wants to see, are we thinking humanly? Are we thinking divinely? God, in the divine way, the divine will, he knows what's coming. And he says, whatever I say to you, write it out of obedience. Basically, obey Father Anibale. For now it serves as a mirror for you and for those, and now he's talking about St. Annabelle de Francia, who take part in your direction. See, God knew this was coming. And this is the thing that's so exciting about the divine will. So many times you'll get to a point and you'll say fiat. And as soon as you say fiat, God explains to you either in the writings or through somebody else exactly what had to be done. And you're the divine will. You're always astonished. You're always astonished. God, you knew this was coming. You knew this was happening. You wanted me to trust you. You wanted me to believe in you. You wanted me to have confidence in you. You put me in a corner and I have to have confidence in you. And you say, good, watch what I'm going to do. And this is what's happening here. The writing now serves as a mirror for you. Why? Louisa was reading it, studying it, putting it into practice. She read it and she studied it. And she put this into practice. Now you have to remember, that's volume 1 through volume 19 that the church has had since 1920, basically. 20 through 36, if you want to say, is to receiving the divine inheritance of the Father, and that was hidden until 1996. Why? To prepare the earth for this new era. How did it happen? Because John Paul II said, get ready for 1997, the year of Jesus. 1998, the year of the Holy Spirit. 1999, the year of the Father. That's the same sequence. Volume 1 through volume 10, Jesus. Volume 11 through volume 19, the Holy Spirit. Volume 20 through volume 36, the Father. Finally, we got the receiving the divine inheritance of the Father that St. Annibale de Francia never read. God is expecting more from us than what he was showing St. Annibale de Francia. It's just astonishing. Mirror for you and for those who take part in your direction. This is Father Benedito and St. Annibale de Francia. The time will come, and that's now, when it will serve as a mirror for others. And that's now, as we read this, we're becoming that mirror of Jesus. We're becoming that. Little by little, he's healing us of our misery, our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, and our sin. Little by little. It's not fully yet. We still go to confession each week. Therefore, everything you write, which was said by me, can be called divine mirror. So here he shows us that what St. Annibale de Francia was reading, he's on page 7. Is divine mirror. Volume 1 through volume 10 is a divine mirror of Jesus. Volume 11 through volume 19 is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And volume 20 through volume 36 is how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. And would you want to take this divine mirror away from my creatures? Watch this seriously, my daughter, and do not want to restrict this mirror of grace by not writing. So here, St. Annabelle de Francia, the next day, God confirms what he said to her. So watch this seriously, you know, he says, and do not be displeased with this most passionate mother. Who is the most passionate mother? It's Lady Obedience. But execute Lady Obedience orders with gladness. Now, this is St. Annabelle de Francia talking to Louisa, because Jesus wants this. And Jesus wants us to read. Jesus wants us to study. Jesus wants us to dive into this infinite ocean of love, of light, of life. This is what he wants more than anything. A letter 7, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and Anthony, of 10:5-26, most esteemed one in the Lord. Monsignor Archbishop of Trani has placed his imprimatur on 7 more books of your writings. So here, St. Honorable de Francia now is talking to Luisa. It says the Archbishop has put the imprimatur on 7 more writings. Now, when people say, "Oh, it doesn't have the imprimatur," yes, it did. It had the imprimatur. I saw the imprimatur. I saw Father Archbishop. I saw Archbishop's name, and I saw Saint Honorable de Francia's name on the writings. And meanwhile, while I finished reading the 5th and the rest and the admirable things of the 2nd little volume. See, now it's truly the Lord has led you with great, immense goodness and charity. He recognizes as he recognized with Melanie, Our Lady leading and guiding her spiritually. He says, now with you, Luisa, I see Jesus is leading you with great, immense goodness and charity. On Saturday, God willing, I will leave for Aurea to begin printing of the 1st volume divided into 2 parts. In the meantime, commend me to the Lord for a little bit of health out of energy, of a serene mind, because without a powerful help from above, I feel I am in the decline of life. See, he's going to be gone in 6 months, basically. Well, a little longer than that. And the publication of these admirable writings requires a divine assistance and a time length of years. Who knows what the Lord will do? Pray. So he knew at this point he was in the decline of his health. He knew that it's going to take a lot to get these done. He knew that. And yeah, he says, pray to Luisa. Pray that the Lord give me serenity of mind. Give me a little bit of health and of energy, but I need the powerful help of God from above. I need this. Here, one of the two, either the increase of my natural strength, as if I were to go back 20 years. I've always said that to God, give me 20 more years. And this is essential. Or the supernatural assistance of grace. When you're reading, pray this prayer. Give me, Lord, the supernatural assistance of divine grace to read this, to study this, to put this into practice, to understand these truths that you breathed into Luisa, this life that you breathed into Luisa. So you have to explain it to Jesus the way you can, that this is the life you want. This is the life you want to possess. It's his life. It's his mother's life. That's found in Luisa. Increase my natural strength as if I were to go back 20 years, or the supernatural assistance of grace. Pray that prayer. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's there's a lot of work to be done. Jesus keeps on saying that to Luisa. Luisa, there's a lot to be done. And now that the divine will is out to the world, God is asking us to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that the kingdom can be established on earth in us, this dust as it is in heaven. That's what God is waiting for. He says, but we cannot know whether the Lord Jesus wants to use me or others for this complete publication. As far as myself, I feel a great divine assistance for, listen to this, penetrating into the spirit of these writings. That's part of our prayer. I want to penetrate into the spirit of these writings. I want to know this as you taught Luisa. I want to know what Luisa knew. I want to possess what Luisa possesses. I want to penetrate into the spirit of these writings that you, Jesus, have dictated to Luisa and coordinated them for the purpose of the divine will. I want this great gift of the divine will to be given to all the world in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. We've got to explain this to the Lord. It's between you and God. And the more that you want this is because the more you understand God wants this for you. It's not even you. When people say, well, I prayed this prayer. Did you pray it in the divine will? Yeah, I prayed. And then it was Jesus's prayer. He wanted you to pray this prayer so it can be accomplished of what he has planned for you, what he has planned for the church, what he has planned for the world. It's very, very clear. I feel great divine assistance for penetrating into the spirit of these writings. Now, that's a great prayer. That's a great prayer. And God is waiting to hear it from our lips. He's waiting to hear that we are practicing what he taught Louisa. So again, as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, God is going to teach you what to pray each day. Each day when you're praying your rounds, each day when you're doing your acts of the divine will, Jesus is going to be leading you, guiding you, and directing you as you read, as you study. It's totally amazing. Your whole prayer life changes when you focus on this gift of gifts, when you focus on this prodigy of prodigies. Surely our Lord can infuse this intellect in whomever he wants. He wants us. He wants each and every one of us to infuse in our intellect this great divine will. Penetrate. He wants us to penetrate into the spirit of these writings. He wants us to begin to live his true life and his mother's true life, the new Adam and the new Eve, which they breathed into Louisa. He wants to breathe that into us. But you see, with Louisa, she was cooperating. Louisa was giving her fiat in all situations. And that's what we have to do. As we read this, we say the same thing. Surely our Lord can infuse this intellect within me. He wants this. How do I know he wants it? Because he has given us the book of heaven. That's the proof. He has given us the book of heaven. I, being unworthy of a mission so holy. That's us. This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. And Jesus is asking us. I've saved the best for last, Jesus says. I want to give this to you, to the world. Are you willing to embrace this? And our response would be, yes, I want to penetrate into the spirit of these writings. I want to I want you, Lord, to infuse in my intellect this mission that is so holy. I want you to reign in me. I want you to be the Lord of my life in every aspect. This is what St. Honorable de Francia teaches us through Louisa today. Via voluntas tua, Domini, in blessing you, I say yours in Jesus Christ. Okay, the canon, St. Anna Maria de Francia. We'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercessor Louisa, and we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.